You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director. And with me today, and I am just honored because it seems like it's been a long time, but I have international trainer and speaker, Executive Director Vince Vigneri with me this morning. Vince, how are you?
I'm doing well, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So a lot of you may notice we've had a lot of fantastic members on our podcast lately, some amazing stories and just things that have been shared. And that's important. One of the things we planned on when we started this podcast was to have members involved, because stories are better when you hear them from members. But let's not lie, directors have a lot of great ideas. We can help you with many things, but sometimes hearing it from that member source is really impactful. So that's important. But Vince and I, we love doing these. We love able to provide more education to you guys. And we have a very fun topic to cover today. And it's really what's gone on in the last year or so. And I've been involved with BNI for 9 years now. And just looking back, I would have to say this is probably one of the biggest years we've had, not just personally for BNI Heartland, but I think across the board, seeing the things that have come down. So we're going to go through those. And our goal today is to touch on these, not dig too far into them. So we'll provide podcasts later on with more detail of what these things are. But we wanted to show the members and our listeners what has happened in the last year. So Vince, kick us off.
Well, thank you, Brandon. And Brandon hit the nail on the head here. We want this podcast to really serve as a follow-up for those of you that watched or listened to the State of the Region that we recorded back in early January. And we want to talk about what's gone on, not just in BNI Heartland, but in the global scheme of things when it comes to BNI. And there's been a lot that has gone on in the last few years that we are seeing the results of now as we speak. And so today, I think our focus is really going to be on a couple of our core values specifically, which one of which is lifelong learning, and the other one would be traditions plus innovation. Those are two very, very important core values. Mm-hmm. And the things that I want to go over that we've done in the last few years and we're seeing the results of today, first and foremost, and I know from doing live trainings, the traditions part of that core value, people are using the BNI Connect mobile app. We now have an official BNI Connect mobile app. So if you're new to the podcast, if you're a new BNI member, be sure to go to the App Store or Google Play and download the BNI Connect mobile app, because it makes tracking your BNI results so much easier. You can do it right now. As a matter of fact, as soon as Brandon and I get done recording, we're going to set a one-to-one or track a one-to-one in that very app. And when you think about the BNI Connect app, when you think about BNI, we know there's a return on investment. Part of that return on investment is actually having the capability to track what you're doing and what's coming in for it. So I think we can all agree there's a return on investment for every BNI member. Mm-hmm. And the more you put in, the more deposits you make, the more withdrawals you get to take, the more return you get over time, over everything within BNI. In addition to that app, at the same time, a new BNI timer app came out, which is very important for those of you that are on leadership to keep your chapter running on time. It's a new improved timer app developed by BNI. Its appearance is consistent with our branding. So if you're on leadership or you are a support person that's helping keep the chapter on time, be sure to download the BNI timer app. Last but not least, with regard to apps that are new, the networking scorecard, which was part of the book Networking Like a Pro, there was a scorecard in it. It was always a paper version or an Excel spreadsheet, now has an actual app. It's called Networking Scorecard. Go out and download that app and start tracking the things that you're doing both inside and outside of BNI. This is about networking. Where do you go? What do you do? Where do you spend your time? It also serves as some accountability, another core value I didn't necessarily intend to talk about, but it gives you that accountability to watch for articles and send it to somebody you know, send a thank you, pick up the phone. It's just a good reminder. Again, that's called the networking scorecard. Now, I want to transition a little bit and talk about some other updates that have occurred. First and foremost, we've talked about it a lot in person. I don't think we've talked about it on this podcast yet. If we have, it's been through other members. BNI University is now live. You can get education and training in the comfort of your home, in front of your computer, or there's an app that goes along with that, BNI University app, where you can listen to podcasts or listen to conference audio for members that will help you be an even better networker and specifically BNI member, help you get more referrals. You know, the best way to improve your return on investment is to get a little bit more education so that you can give more referrals and ultimately get more referrals through another core value, giver's gain. We've now touched on four of them.
We may get to all of them. Hold on.
But BNI University really is an important piece that is going to make traditions plus innovation an even stronger core value. The tradition is face-to-face meetings, face-to-face training. Now we have the innovation not only to be able to have a meeting via Zoom or go to webinar, we have the ability to provide you, our members, training at your fingertips on your time. Another thing I want to talk about is BNI Engage. For the first time in BNI's history, we as a regional office are going to help you as members convert those visitors that you take the time to invite. This is groundbreaking for BNI, honestly. This is where we're going to not only be able to help you convert visitors, we're going to help you find visitors. Mm-hmm. So much so, one of the things coming is an online application. I'm going to give you guys a second to get up off get back on your feet after you've fallen off your chair.
My jaw dropped. I just got to pick that up. Hold on 1 second.
For new members, for the first time, we're going to have a BNI application. It's not going to be immediate, but it is coming, and it's part of BNI Engage that's going to include follow-up with visitors and finding new visitors and marketing to people that have interest in BNI. Now, you should have seen by now that the websites have undergone a complete overhaul. Mm-hmm. The most important thing for you is if you now look at bniheartland.com or one of your chapter webpages on your mobile device, the website is responsive. It knows that you are on a mobile device. It looks so much better. It's easy to share with your friends, family members, colleagues, those that you want to invite. It's very easy to do so. Check out the new website. A lot of these things that we're talking about go into why your BNI membership alone provides you search engine optimization. Quite frankly, the search engine optimization is worth the membership investment alone. Mm-hmm. Part of your membership is that search engine optimization that you get because we're in 73 countries with over 230,000 members as soon as you become a member. The last thing I want to touch on is the new member success kits. Hopefully by now your chapters have gone through our old new member kits and you've seen the new member success kits. They're the ones that come in those black BNI branded boxes that are very appearance-wise a huge step up from our old new member kits. But the piece I want to really mention is with that, as new members, your new members are getting a professional BNI branded name badge. And many of the chapters have ordered them for their chapter members as well. You as individuals can order a backup from us or one for your substitute that comes often. At the end of the day, these new member success kits are the first piece that as a BNI member, you really see and feel and touch and get how important B&I is to your business. So again, today we wanted to talk a little bit about what's gone on in the first quarter, things that have rolled out here in 2018, but a lot of this has taken place over the course of the last few years. It's all groundbreaking things for B&I, and arguably the biggest year that B&I as a whole has had. And I'm excited about the rest of the year, certainly. I'm excited to see all of you with new name badges that look professional. I'm excited to see your engagement in B&I University and continue to see the impact that you have in the communities that you reside in and the return on investment that you can continue to get. Thank you, Brandon, so much for allowing me the time today to talk about these things. I think they're all really important. They're why we become part of B&I, but sometimes I think those little pieces get overlooked.
So you know how we can reach our goal on time?
How's that?
I don't talk. Apparently, we're just hitting that 11-minute mark, so we're right on. And of course, I had many times I wanted to jump in on there, but like Vince said, we just wanted to get out there what's new, what has come, and what B&I has provided for our members.
So we're going to do some follow-up podcasts on individual pieces from this podcast. So be watching for those to come out in the coming months.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thanks.
And remember that these podcasts are for the members and our listeners. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, thank you for your time today. It's good to get back in the recording studio with you. Looking forward to what we have coming with other podcasts. But like Vince said, share this with new members, share this with even potential visitors you have, because if it doesn't show the value of what B&I offers, I really don't know any other way that we could. I mean, this last year has been amazing, and we have so much coming in the future here. So with that, I look forward to talking to you all on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official B&I Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.